talk about the deep state, don't we? We talk about how deep the deep state is. We talk about things like the globalists versus the nationalists. We talk about, oh my goodness, the never Trumpers, people like Paul Ryan. You know, we talk about these issues. Well, we've got somebody right now that we are so proud to have on as a guest on our program. His name is Paul Neylon. And I'm going to spell his last name for you. Why? Because just so you've got it, it's N-E-H-L-E-N, Paul Neylon. If you're in Wisconsin, you know how to spell his name. Those people outside of Wisconsin, perhaps not. Paul Neylon is the author of a DVD, creator of a DVD, a book, Wage the Battle. It's available through WND Superstore. If you go to superstore.wnd.com and type in or just search Wage the Battle, you'll see that WND Superstore has got this package deal written and created by Paul Neylon. And I'm going to tell you something. This says it all. This package says it all. It puts us in the place, or it kind of gives us an idea of the chaos that that's taking place across the globe as millions of Muslims make their way out of the Middle East and into the West, into the United States, Canada, but most importantly, or most significantly, or most visibly, into Europe. Now, Western governments, they have been unprepared by the onslaught of these Muslim migrants, and many world leaders appear very ignorant as to the blowback, the consequences of this underlying mass movement, what this is all about. Not true with our guest. Paul Neylon has got a DVD. It's, as well as a book. It's a bundle. Wage the Battle, hardcover, Hijra. It's a film. It's a bundle at WND Superstore. And by the way, folks, listen to this. Use the code Hagmann. That's H-A-G-M-A-N-N. At WND Superstore. Okay, do that and you can get this bundle. It's just a fantastic bundle. It's an enlightening, it really lays out the problem and even addresses some of the solutions. In addition, our guest has challenged Paul Ryan for his congressional seat. He's challenging him again in the next election. One thing, he's my hero to the extent that Paul actually forced Paul Ryan to oppose the globalist TPP, and I think that's just fantastic. I could sing his praises all day long, but without any further ado, Paul Neylon, thank you so much for joining us on the Hagmann Report.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Man, excited. I got to tell you, you're just all over the place in terms of really pushing the pro-conservative, pro-Christian conservative agenda forward and educating people, informing people, but doing things to change the way things are, and I admire you for that. It's just fantastic.
I appreciate you saying that. I really do.
Well, it's true. If you don't mind, let's open up. If we can, let's talk. Can we start off by talking about your book and DVD?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because I found that very significant in terms of what's taking place today. In Canada, we saw an $8 million settlement made to the Cotter family, the Cotter son. We're seeing so many things take place here in America with respect to the Muslim refugees or the so-called refugees. We're seeing the destruction of Europe But you've written all about this and created a DVD about this. You've laid it all out.
Yeah, I when I was preparing for this race against Speaker Ryan, I was fortunate to spend some time with some folks who had worked very hard on this issue, and they educated me and brought me up to speed. And then I was so fascinated by this whole phenomenon that I continued to do research on it on my own, and watched hundreds of hours, unfortunately, of jihadist videos, recruiting videos, and I was able to access those videos through our own servers here in the United States, through the Wayback Machine, essentially. And so by doing that, a couple things happened. I realized that this isn't just some crisis of some people being displaced by war. This is actually something that Muslims believe they have to earn their way into heaven, as opposed to Christians who know you can't earn your way into heaven. The only way you get there is by the grace of God and Christ's sacrifice at the cross. So Muslims have been referred to as a hollow shell, and they're trying to fill themselves with dispensation, essentially, that they have to earn their way into heaven, and there are certain ways they can do that. Jihad's one of them. And so I went through, and there's several forms of jihad. There's several forms. I go through that in the DVD, and I used videos by Islamic imams to demonstrate exactly what's in their text. This isn't my conjuring up some information. I point out when they give their lectures, they're actually teaching this doctrine that's in the books. And the Quran is only part of it. There's the hadiths and there's the sunnah. And so I show the person watching this video, and I've got subtitles, because it can be difficult to follow. You know, when somebody's speaking English with an Arabic accent, it can be difficult to follow. So I tried to make it as easy as possible and as informative as possible to really get the message across that when you're having a conversation with a liberal who says, well, you're being Islamophobe, you're being a racist, you're being any number of things, no, you're actually speaking from a position of authority. You now have been given all these tools that I've gathered up, and now you can have a righteous argument about this. And so I think it's a powerful way. You know, it's a learning method for any of the lifelong learners out there. I think that's the best feedback that I get is I learned a lot. That to me means I've done something right.
Absolutely. And I've got to say, the way you have laid this out, the problem, the scenario, and also how you have bracketed it as a call to action, is just, to me, this is, to anyone who wants to understand what is taking place with the so-called refugees, with the Muslim invasion, and that's my term, and mm-hmm. as well as how it corresponds to the instructions or the ideology of Muslims, this package, Wage the Battle, is perhaps the most comprehensive and I believe the most enlightening and informative package you could actually get. Even to the extent, and I'll say this, because this is kind of this segues into your personal, professional life as well. This also kind of walks people through. This addresses, for example, the immigration. This addresses things, what's taking place here in the country, the political machinations by people, by globalists like Paul Ryan, and how you single-handedly are fighting that fight for the American people, for us, even though we don't live in, you live in your district, but for us, the people who live in the West, in America, are fighting the fight to save America. And I think that's just an amazing, very heroic, if I can say that, path that you've taken.
I appreciate you saying that. You know, you said at the beginning, in the opening, you know, that I was fighting this fight, and I wasn't coming at it. I was coming at it, maybe in a different way than you normally see. I haven't been a lifelong politician. I started out in a factory, 18 years old, working my way through engineering school at night, and I eventually ran that factory, and I've run factories all around the United States and all around the globe. In Europe, the Middle East, Africa, Canada, Mexico, China. So I know what it means to have tens of thousands of employees. And I know the relative differences between manufacturing workers in Denmark and Germany and the UK and Dubai and Suzhou, China and Mexico City and Delavan, Wisconsin, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, Atlanta, North Carolina. I know the differences, the regional differences, and I can tell you with authority, with experience, that American workers are second to none. We are the most innovative. We figure out ways to get it done, where in other cultures that really isn't an ingrained part of their DNA. Workers in Germany love to have a plan, and they'll plan things out, and if anything goes wrong in the plan, they want to go change the plan. Americans, man, we jump in and we get it done. Might not have all the plan formulated, but we get to where we need to get to. And so when I attacked this, I attacked it much like I would if I were saving a business. And so you break this big process down of challenging the most powerful Republican elected official in the country, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, into its small parts. And then you get people who are smart and are educated on things, and you educate yourself and you motivate them and show them that, you know, you're going to work hard and you're going to support them. We're going to make mistakes, but we're going to brush them off and we're going to move forward. So we had 4 months last time. And that trade deal, Trans-Pacific Partnership, and I cover it in the book, and I cover some of the highlights in the book, so that there would be no question when I'm being interviewed about that, and I can quote that trade deal. It's 5,500 pages. I can quote it chapter and verse.
Wow.
How bad that thing is, and how it would have given up U.S. sovereignty. We would have been the United States of Asia had that trade deal gone through. It was negotiated for over half a decade, and Speaker Ryan was behind the scenes whipping the votes for fast-track trade promotion authority. And I open up the book with telling the story of how we found out we had defeated it, at least severely wounded it. And then Donald Trump, President Trump, was able to sign us out of that trade deal his first Monday in office. And I have to tell you, I was so proud of Donald Trump doing that first Monday in office, promise kept, you know. Yeah. What a magnificent thing that was. And so I had very little chance of winning, right? I don't have a long pedigree. My family doesn't have a long pedigree of being in political office. You know, we're known as hard workers, and we work hard, we work smart, but we're not political people. But, you know, now that I'm in the political realm and I'm learning, we had 4 months the last time, and we've got 14 months this time. So, you know, we are really about building a coalition around the country. I'm running a race here in Wisconsin's first district, but there are congressmen and women around the country who need to be defeated. Kevin Brady needs to be defeated in Texas. Maxine Waters needs to be defeated in California.
Amen.
Jeff Flake needs to be defeated in Arizona.
Yep.
Kelly Ward is taking him on. Omar Navarro's taking on Maxine Waters. I've got a guy, I don't think he's announced yet, who challenged Kevin Brady. His name's Steve Toth. Great guy. Met him in person. I don't endorse people if I don't meet them and spend some time with them. But I'll tell you, there are some really good people around this country who really care about the rule of law, and that is the most important thing. You know, as an elected official, I mean, you've got the realm of God, and you've got the realm of government. And the realm of government is ordained by God. You read in the Bible that the only offsetting thing to a bad nation is a good nation. And yes, government is known as the Whore of Babylon, but government and officials are held to account by God to support and defend their citizens. And Speaker Ryan's going to have to answer for his part on why he has kept this border open, why I've got pictures of people like Dan Golvach's son, Stefan, on my desk. Why do I have pictures of Kate Steinle and Serenity Reedy on my desk? It's because we've got illegal aliens who can get over our border even after they've been deported.
Yeah.
Dan Golvach's son was killed by a four-time deported illegal alien. Kate Steinle was murdered by a five-time deported illegal alien. And Dan Golvach holds Speaker Ryan, I hold him personally responsible for their deaths, because when has he commanded the news cycle around the clock to demand that we get a wall built? Never. Never. He suggested that he would sue President Trump over a Muslim ban. Suggested he would sue him. I had to argue with people on CNN about Paul Ryan suggesting he was going to sue President Trump. So when I talk about waging the battle, I mean getting in front of your representative, writing letters to the editor. There are so many ways that you can participate as a citizen. You don't have to run for office. You don't. You need to spend some time supporting candidates that you agree with, because once you get past policy, it comes down to two things. It comes down to money and manpower. That's it. If you can spend $5 and send that to a candidate, you ought to do it, because Speaker Ryan, for instance, he raised $20 million last year. 1% of it came from inside Wisconsin's first district. 1%, $220,000.
Really?
Yeah. The rest came from outside our district. The number one place that he raised money was inside the D.C. Beltway.
Okay.
Number two was New York City, then Chicago, then Houston, then L.A. Think about that. Are those Wisconsin values? Are those conservative values? No.
No,
those
no.
are special interests.
Wow. Okay. All right. And folks,
I imagine it's like that with a lot of politicians who've been in there, who have succumbed to the lobbyists and you know sold their political soul for monies or favor.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, the Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi's, the John McCain's, the Lindsey Graham's, yep. the Warhawks, the people that have been in there for so long that they don't care about the average individual American. And you know, that's one thing that really people talk about, term limits, that we need to have term limits installed so we can't have these career politicians who are in there for 10, 20, 30
that's
years
right.
at times. And
that's
I
right.
think that would help balance the scales out a little bit and make it easier for regular people to run against. And also there should be laws against raising funds, as you just described, outside of the district. You know, there should be a limit or a cap of some degrees put on that, because who's to say the money can't be funneled in from China or Russia through a city like New York City and right into that campaign. So there's a lot we need to fix in this in these elections.
There is, and you know, the insidious part of it is so Speaker Ryan spent $10.6 million in my district. Do you think that he gets any bad press in this district when he spends the kind of money he does on advertising?
No, of course not.
They are bashing me back out of the driveway the wrong way. It's absurd. So they will never in the districts put any bad publicity about Speaker Ryan. The conservatives won't. The liberal media loves to beat up on Paul Ryan here in the district. But this district is set up so that essentially a Democrat would have such an impossible time to run a congressional seat in this district. It is essentially me versus Speaker Ryan. And the Democrats are fielding candidates here who are suggesting we should raise taxes $32 trillion. I don't know if you heard this or not. There's a Democratic challenger in the district here. He's a blue-collar guy, and God bless him. I love blue-collar people. But he is sadly mistaken if he thinks raising taxes $32 trillion. He's out of his mind, honestly. So this race is really between me and Paul Ryan. And I've got 15 months to build a coalition. And I've got a website, electnehlen.com, electnehlen.com. You can go there, see what I'm all about, see what I've done in my career and what I believe. It's got to be a countrywide effort to get rid of somebody who is as prolific a fundraiser as Speaker Ryan is.
Indeed. Just a message to the folks, to Global Star Radio Network, our network, and also to Eric the Tech. If we can forgo the network break at the bottom of the hour, let's keep the continuity going right here. And if necessary, we can allow Mr. Nealon to leave early, but that way we're not interrupted. Essentially, what we're seeing here is you, through your website, electnehlen.com, but you as an American citizen with Judeo-Christian conservative values, pro-conservative, pro-Trump, build the wall, get the illegal aliens out. I mean, reflecting all of the Western ideology, the Judeo-Christian fabric of this country, against this Leviathan of a government, this Paul Ryan, that's really reflective of, in my view anyway, everything that is wrong with this country, everything that's wrong with this country with respect to politics. But this is where we're at, and you're launching this campaign. You got 14 months to defeat Paul Ryan. You're the only viable candidate right now and for the foreseeable future against Paul Ryan. But we need to replace Paul Ryan, in my view anyway, because he has shown his true colors, I believe, with the wall, with the immigration, with the TPP, he's shown his globalist colors. I mean, it's ridiculous. He does not reflect the sentiments, the values of the people of your district, or really, I believe, the United States in general.
No, and he said before that he is not going to support Donald Trump during the campaign, before the presidential election. He was caught on the telephone with all the members saying that he was not going to support Donald Trump, not now, not ever. And he's demonstrated that's the one campaign promise that he's going to keep. Every chance he gets to get in front of a microphone and bash Donald Trump, Paul Ryan never misses the opportunity. But just this past Friday, Speaker Ryan had a employee town hall. And the way Paul Ryan thinks town halls it's okay to hold is, let's go to an employer and pre-select questions, and then we'll let those employees ask us questions. Because you know damn well, no employee is going to ask a question that wasn't on a pre-approved list, because as soon as Speaker Ryan leaves, that employee will be disciplined up to and including firing. So for Speaker Ryan to suggest that that's okay, and he announced Friday afternoon he's not holding any public town halls. Well, I'm going to hold public town halls. I'm not afraid of protesters coming and saying anything, honestly. I'm afraid of one thing. It's my God. That's it. I have one thing to be afraid of, and that is a vengeful God. But I've got Jesus inside my heart. I know that I am the hands and feet of God, and I will go out and I will do the right thing on behalf of my citizens, on behalf of my constituents here in this district, and I'll live up to that oath of office. I will. And if that means securing the border, if that means stopping Planned Parenthood funding, if that means whatever it means, but it will flow back to the rule of law. It will not flow back to some mandate that Obama put in place to put DACA people here in this country illegally,
right,
or refugees in this country. It will not flow back to those things.
You know, what you're saying is so refreshing. I do believe one man can make a difference. And of course, our guest, Paul Nealon, electnealon.com, running against Speaker Paul Ryan, can make a difference in 2018. And you're fighting the good fight. You're saying all the right things. You're, at least in my view, in looking at your impressive upbringing, I mean, from, how did you put it, from factory floors, through the, to
Fortune 500.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's amazing to see your trajectory. And I think that, I think that with God's grace upon us, we can be victorious in this fight. But you know what? I got an email, and I don't have it with me right here. In fact, it was from somebody in a neighboring state who said, you know, what could one person do? How can we possibly change this? We're fighting this globalist machine. You know, it seems impossible, but you're showing it's not. Which is why, by the way, I like the your package, Wage of the Battle. If you go to WND Superstore, and Joe's got an announcement on that. If you don't mind, if you pardon us just for a second here,
We're skipping the break. We have to do this announcement, folks. Hagman & Hagman is now partnering with WorldNet Daily Superstore, a subsidiary of WorldNetDaily.com, which is celebrating its 20th year as the digital pioneer in independent journalism. Shop your values at WND Superstore and help promote the Hagman and Hagman Show each time you check out. Go to superstorewnd.com and be sure to get your copy of Paul Nealon's new book, Wage the Battle. When you go to complete your purchase, be sure to use the promo code Hagman at the checkout stage, and Hagman and Hagman Show will get a portion of the sale, which goes toward helping us produce the most cutting-edge news program in America. Once again, go to superstorewnd.com and be sure to get your copy of Paul Nealon's new book, Wage the Battle.
It's superstore.wnd.com.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm reading it from my phone here. Superstore.wnd.com. Be sure to get your copy of Paul Nealon's new book, Wage the Battle. When you go to complete your purchase, be sure to use the promo code Hagman at the checkout stage, and the Hagman and Hagman Show will get a portion of the proceeds as we are partnering up again with WorldNet Daily Superstore.
And we want to thank them. And thank them. And I want to thank you, Paul, if I can call you that, by your first name, for the book that you wrote, the DVD that was created, the bundle that you have. I want to thank you because in this, you do show the solutions as well, in addition to the problems. So I want to thank you for that.
Thanks, and really,
I can't think of a better debut package and product than the bundle and the book, of course, by Paul Nealon. But Paul, getting back to what you were saying before about the fight against Speaker Ryan, and of course the fight that we're waging, this to me, this is a fight between good and evil, isn't it? At the very
it is. Core. Absolutely, it absolutely is.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. We see the that the Republicans, or the people who call themselves Republicans, have the majority in the House, they have the majority in the Senate. At the same time, it seems as though there is a deadlock and nothing can be completed. Is it money that's the reason that's gumming up the works, or is it a disagreement on how to move forward in this country?
I think it's a couple things. Money is a big part of it. Absolutely, money is a big part of it. And we've seen a shift from a Main Street economy to a Wall Street economy, right? So there's more value in bringing profit to Wall Street. And so if that means we're going to move a factory offshore and bring the products back into the United States cheaper, but it erodes our tax base, it reduces the amount of income that Americans can make, we're going to bring in foreigners on H-1B, H-2B visas. Corporations are beholden to their shareholders, but that doesn't mean we should be undermining American interests, American national interests. When you read my book, you're going to find out what a strong economic nationalism pro-business guy looks like. And I'm all for trade, all for trade. I've done it all my life. Sold products overseas. I think it's great that American companies build businesses, factories overseas for supplying into those local markets. I have a huge problem with companies that locate in other countries to bring product back in the United States. That is a huge problem, and it's set up because our tax code's set up wrong. We should have a tax set up for our corporate tax of, call it 12%. We would have so many factories relocate to the United States with a 12% corporate tax, because why would they want to make the shipping companies rich that have better lead time, that have great resources here? And Speaker Ryan wants it at 25%. Why does he want it at 25%? Well, because big corporations can afford tax attorneys and tax accountants who reduce the effective tax down below 15%. But if everybody got 15% or below, let's call it 12%, you wouldn't need these big tax accountants and big tax attorneys. And the big companies that carry this overhead, they would have trouble competing with small and mid-sized manufacturers. And that really is what we want to support, because it gets the big companies lean, it gets the small companies active. We would have the biggest manufacturing and business explosion in this country that we have ever seen in the history of this country if we chopped our corporate tax rate to 12%. I'm telling you, it would be overnight, this country would look like a construction zone with factories being built here. You would have two or three jobs to choose from. We would have automation going crazy in this country. But people like Paul Ryan don't want that. They don't want it because they want to protect their donors, and their donors don't want to have to compete with small and mid-sized companies. So that's why I think it's happening, and that's why I argued against the border adjustment tax. It was a two-pronged approach. One prong was, we're going to treat everybody the same. We're going to tax everybody at 20%. That's crazy. Why would you treat your best customers, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, the Netherlands, people who buy more from us willingly, like China or Taiwan or South Korea? Why would you treat your best customers like your worst customers? It's crazy. Secondly, they wanted to give a 20% rebate to companies who export. So let's say you guys have a mid-sized pump company, the Hagman Pump Company, and you supply pumps in the Midwest. And I run a Fortune 500, and I compete with you in the Midwest and around the United States on pumps. Mm-hmm. But I also sell building products overseas by the container load, and I sell hundreds of millions of dollars of building products. I'm going to get a 20% rebate on that. And do you know the first thing I'm going to do is reduce the price of my pumps? Mm-hmm. Say, why would you do that? Well, because I'm going to put you out of business. Mm-hmm. And the government is going to subsidize me putting you out of business. And then I'm going to get monopoly pricing on my pumps. And I'm going to get a rebate for the exports that I'm doing. I'm going to make money hand over fist. And there's going to be no risk to me. But see, I know that. I know that because I've run huge businesses. And I know how to play that game. So Speaker Ryan suddenly reversed course a week after I announced I was running again. And I had been hammering on this border adjustment tax for 6 months, making videos, writing articles, getting published, talking to anybody I could about how bad this was, and he finally reversed course on it. So that's why I think you can make a difference. I'm not suggesting everybody run for office, but when you find somebody who's working on behalf of you, on behalf of your job, on behalf of your family, get behind them and support them, because I can't do this by myself. I can't. I can work as hard as I can, and I will, whether I'm being supported or not. But I'll tell you, if I'm being supported, then you are maximizing, you are magnifying my efforts, right? Only yeah. makes sense. That's sure. how you can get involved.
You know, this gives me a lot of hope for the future of this country. People like you. Who are fighting this fight, and it's just got to be tiring, and it's got to be at times daunting for you to go after a position of Paul Ryan. I mean, my goodness, that's not exactly Maxine Waters. Okay, you know, you're looking at a whole different league here. If I can ask, what do you see taking place with respect to President Trump, his agenda? And Joe indicated he was asking this question earlier. I'm going to rephrase this question. What I see is this internal fight among the Republicans, and I'm not saying conservatives, but Republicans. You've got the Freedom Caucus, but there's this gridlock, this gunk that's yeah. getting in the way of progress. Who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys?
Well, I'll tell you, I think in that fight, the good guys in the fight over health care, the good guys were the Freedom Caucus. And Jim Jordan went on live with Andrew Wilkow, and he said that they had a full repeal bill ready to go to President Trump's desk when he took office. And Speaker Ryan came out of nowhere with that Ryan Care 1.0 bill. And Ryan challenged them and said, oh, come on, guys. We've been talking about this in the Better Way proposal. You know, that pamphlet that he was waving around, the Better Way.
Yep.
That wasn't legislation. That was a pamphlet. We don't pay him to be a pamphleteer. We pay him to be a legislator. He doesn't even write his own legislation. He gets special interests to write it for him. So Jim Jordan, Representative Jordan from Ohio, was furious about that. And he said, you know, for Speaker Ryan to suggest that we agreed with what he was putting through was wrong. And so I see a group of never Trumpers in Congress who don't want to see President Trump succeed. And then you've got this group of moderates. And you saw when they were going to bring the first vote for Ryan Care 1.0. And Ryan went to the White House and said, you know, I don't want to hold a vote. We're not going to get it to pass. Why would we hold a vote and put these people's votes out there to the public? Well, my answer to that is so that we can see who the squishes are. We want to see who says in public they want to repeal Obamacare and who privately is afraid to do it, because we want to vote them out of office. But Speaker Ryan protected the swamp. He protected those people who didn't want to show their vote and be on record for voting for or against Obamacare. He wanted to keep the cover of darkness on those folks. And so that is the fight that I believe President Trump is helping us unfold here, because he tweeted out the other day when the Senate was having these problems and we, you know, they're being told, well, we might not get this thing passed. And President Trump said, well, maybe we ought to just pass a straight repeal to start. Hey, he's throwing that hot potato in their lap with that remark. And I love that he did that, because clearly the American public wants to see a repeal. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't want to, when President Trump was up in those stadiums and he was here and I went to see him here in Wisconsin, when he said, we want to repeal it and replace it with something better, I took that to mean the open market. We're going to sell across state lines, and we're going to let the insurance companies sell whatever they want, and the market will sort it out. So when you take it back to pre-Obamacare, you are taking it back, but changing it so that you can sell across state lines and sell whatever you want, because that didn't exist previously. And something I might add that people miss sometimes, look, just selling it across state lines is not going to completely reduce the cost of insurance. Because, for instance, in New York City, the cost per square foot of office space is $72. And here in Delavan, Wisconsin, you can get office space for about $7 a square foot, okay? Mm-hmm. So a 1,000-square-foot doctor's office in Delavan is going to be $7,000 a month, and in New York City, it's going to be $72,000 a month. So do you think a broken bone will cost more in New York City to have set in a doctor's office than in Delavan? Of course.
Sure.
But you know what? People in New York City make more money. There's a cost-of-living adjustment to live in New York City, so they can afford it. It's not going to cost the same everywhere. It's going to cost more in some places. You know, women could get a cafeteria plan that includes women's issues, cancer, broken bones. I could get something that's like daredevil insurance and broken bones and cancer, and we'd all be happy, right? But I shouldn't have to pay for women's issues or sex change therapy or genome therapy or anything
Thank
I don't
you.
Want to pay for. Right?
Thank you. Yes.
So why can't and I know the answer to this, it's a rhetorical question. Why can't Congress pass that? They can. They have the Commerce Clause. The Commerce Clause was set up and given to Congress for the sole purpose of expanding trade, not limiting it, not saying this is the government mandated minimums for insurance. That's not what the Commerce Clause is about. The framers of the Constitution never intended for Congress to be able to squelch trade. They were there as the keepers of expanding trade on behalf of citizens, because that's our God-given right. When you have to get a business license or you have to get a license to cut hair, what has essentially happened is the government has taken your rights away from you, and they're forcing you to pay to get them back. Why should you have to get a license to cut hair? It was crazy. They were cutting hair in caves with seashells.
That's an excellent point. Paul, I'm not sure how many people really understand the implications of that, of what you just said.
Yeah.
Wow. And thank you for citing the Constitution. We've got a... Oh, yeah. Thank
you. You don't hear it very often, unfortunately.
No.
Speaker Ryan will wave it around occasionally. He's got a pocket, and I've got one here in my briefcase. He'll wave that thing around and suggest something about the Constitution, but you never hear him quoting it off the cuff in those terms, right?
No.
Because
never.
He's not paid to do that. His donors don't want him saying that.
Man.
His donors want him to say things like, we need government involved in health care, you know, as he prepares Weekend at Bernie's and delivers this cadaver to President Trump to breathe life into. It's all political theater, people. It's all political theater. And Speaker Ryan is a master. He is a master of it, this political theater. He is the Steven Spielberg of political theater.
Yeah.
That's who Paul Ryan is.
I'm glad you're outing Paul Ryan in the way that you are. I think that, you know, most conservatives, certainly most Christian conservatives have been seeing what Paul Ryan has been doing or not doing. Am I right in saying this? Because I was reading a lot about you today, in preparation for our interview. Both Joe and I were. Donald Trump gave you a little bump for the little uplift here recently, didn't he? Donald Trump.
He did. He tweeted at me during the race and begrudgingly endorsed Ryan. And, you know, I never faulted him for that. It was in the last days, last hours of the race, he, you know, read it from a piece of paper like he was essentially forced to do it. And, you know, he also endorsed Senator McCain.
Ah,
and he has since come to say that is the number one thing that he regrets the most during his campaign was endorsing McCain. And I strongly believe endorsing Ryan was number two. But, you know, it was more important that President Trump got elected than I did. I achieved my mission of defeating Trans-Pacific Partnership. Here in Wisconsin, since 1950, only one federal representative, sitting federal representative, has lost a primary to a challenger. Only once since 1950.
Wow.
That is 33 races times 8 districts. That's way less than 1 in 250. So I had way less than 1% chance of winning in my first go-round. However, sure, we defeated Trans-Pacific Partnership, and we have a real opportunity to do this in the second go-round, because now people are going to see me in town hall meetings, and they're going to have this book. They're going to have this video. They're going to have the opportunity to, hey, we read this in your book. Is this true? You said you have 7 U.S. patents. Yes, I do. I've got foreign patents as well. I'm an inventor. I've worked in factories all over the globe. I can answer all those questions. I can tell you what Speaker Ryan was doing on this occasion or that occasion. I can tell you what the I apparently have my door open and the screen's not closed here, so I've got interesting animals coming flying in the window. So welcome to summer in Wisconsin.
Ryan probably sent a badger in there after you.
That's great. I'll tell you what, I've got a stuffed badger right here on my I'm gonna get it just to show your listeners, because most people will never see one of these. Oh my goodness, you're actually the first group to ever see this.
Look at that.
This is Bitey the Badger. My nieces and nephews come in and they want to pet it. I love Wisconsin, and I can smell the neighbors have a campfire out tonight. That's a Wisconsin tradition in the summertime, is to have s'mores for dessert after dinner, and go. Wisconsin is like one giant campground. It is the friendliest people you're ever going to want to meet.
I've got family up there. I love Wisconsin.
And, you know, they look at Paul Ryan like he can't do any wrong, but they're realizing that he's not supporting Trump. And, you know, I'm not calling him a bad human being. I'm not. I'm not saying he's a bad father. He could be a very nice man. I've met him. I've talked to him, shook his hand, asked him what he was going to do about Obamacare, and he told me he'd repeal it in 2014. And then I found out in 2015 that he was supporting this fast-track trade promotion authority, and the gloves came off. I said, I'm going to find somebody to run against him, and then nobody did, and then I ended up doing it myself. So that's how that all went down. But, you know, Wisconsin's filled with nice people for the most part, and the trick here, I believe, is giving them the opportunity to meet me and understand their concerns, and for them to quiz me on where I stand on issues. I'll answer any questions. There's never any question about whether I'll answer people's questions.
Well, I don't think you're going to have too much of a town halls won't be too crowded. Apparently, well, I see in your Twitter feed, Ryan says he won't do public town halls, citing concerns over possible protests. Yeah. So, yeah. But you're going to be out there, of course, handling that on his behalf.
Starting this month, yeah.
Yeah.
Starting this month.
Now, Paul, what can we do as part of the new media? Got a pretty vast audience in North America, specifically the United States. How can we best help you? Because we want to tamp down the globalist agenda. We want to get rid of the status quo. We want to see people like you in office at the reins of power. How can we best help you?
Look, I've got a website. You can go to electnehlen, NEHLEN.com, and there you can sign up for my emails. You can volunteer to help. Next year when we start doing phone banking and calling into the district and things of that nature, from the comfort of your own home, you'll be able to do that. I have people come from out of district to come knock doors here, and that's, you know, the August next year will be beautiful, that time of year here in Wisconsin, if you want to come up. And honestly, you know, if you can spare $5, $10, $1,000, $2,700, the maximum donation, or $5,400 for two, you're not going to find somebody who's going to fight harder or smarter, as it relates to issues around the Constitution and our God-given rights. And I feel very strongly that we all are God's hands and feet. We've got to get involved, and we've got to be a part of the solution. Otherwise, it's passing us by, and it's not going to get better unless we work to make it better. We have to participate.
Okay. And I would urge everyone to support Paul Nealon. I really do. We need that change, and what a message that will send. I'm going to be very positive in this. That will send when you defeat Paul Ryan and you take the reins of power over in that district. And I think that would be what a tremendous day that'll be. And by the way, your book package, Wage the Battle, at superstore.wnd.com. Everyone should get a hold of that as well.
You can get there. You can get directly to that package, and I should have said this earlier, by going to wagethebattle.com.
Okay.
That'll take you directly into the WND Superstore, right up to the desk that has that package on it, wagethebattle.com.
And don't forget our coupon code, Hagman.
H-A-G-M-A-N-N.
Yes. Paul Nealon, I want to say thank you so very much for your time tonight. We've got about a minute left. Any closing thoughts for our listeners worldwide, actually, but for those Christian conservative listeners, any words of wisdom?
Sure. The number one thing that people could do is pray for us, because, you know, this is hard on my wife. I'm not as negatively impacted by bad comments in the press or negative things said against me. It's hard on the family. So send your prayers. Sign up for my email notices, and I answer people on email. If you sign up on my email list and you get an email from me and you respond, it's me responding a lot of the time. It might not be a really long response. You never know. I've been known to write a couple paragraphs to people, and have a running dialogue. Try doing that with Speaker Ryan. Try getting a message to him and having him answer you. What a mess. But, yeah, go to electnealon.com, and, you can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @PNEHLEN, and the same thing on Facebook. I've got a Facebook page you can follow, PNEHLEN on Facebook. And I'm on Gab. For any of you folks who are on Gab, also @PNEHLEN on Gab.
Sounds great. All right. Fantastic. All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. May God bless you, and stay safe. By the way, thanks for showing us the badger. Lady, our studio dog, looked at the monitor.
She was looking at the TV.
She was about ready to jump through. God bless you, my friend. Hope you'll come back.
God bless you guys, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. That was Paul Nealon. What a great guy. As we wrap up the program for tonight, what a great guy. If you read, well, folks, go to wagethebattle.com. That'll take you to the WND Superstore. And please use Hagman as the coupon code. And Joe, if you don't mind, please, again, folks, we are so proud. I want to thank Michael Thompson from WND. Thank you, sir. I want to thank WND for what they've allowed us to do. See, she just saw Eric just flash the picture of the badger.
There she goes.
On the monitor.
Yeah, one more time for this announcement. Ahead. Hagman & Hagman is now partnering with the WND Superstore, a subsidiary of WND.com, which is celebrating its 20th year as the digital pioneer in independent journalism. Shop your values at WND Superstore and help promote the Hagman & Hagman Show each time you check out. Go to superstore.wnd.com and be sure to get your copy of Paul Neelan's new book, Wage the Battle. When you complete your purchase, be sure to use the promo code Hagman at the checkout stage, and Hagman & Hagman Show will get a portion of the sale, which goes toward helping us produce the most cutting-edge news program in America. Once again, go to superstore.wnd.com and be sure to get your copy of Paul Neelan's new book, Wage the Battle. When you complete your purchase, be sure to use the promo code Hagman at the checkout stage, and the Hagman & Hagman Show will receive a portion of the proceeds. And we thank each and every one of you for doing so.
Yeah.
And we thank WorldNet Daily for partnering up with us and helping us get another revenue stream, regardless of how much or how little it is. Every little bit counts, and we appreciate the opportunities.
You know, and I want to thank John Robertson as well for working hard with that, and everyone at WND. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, in my view, when we look back and we look at all of the possible tools that we have in our toolbox, let's use them all.
Even the chainsaw?
Just kidding. Somebody never let me around a chainsaw. That'd be dangerous. But a couple of things, just briefly. I do want to thank Peter Chowka for his intellectual tutelage for me, and of course all of the writers at American Thinker. Earlier we had Trevor Grant
TrevorGrantThomas.com is the website.
Yeah, I was trying to find his website there, or his
and he's the author of The Miracle and the Magnificence of America.
Thank you for that, and I want to thank Thomas Lifson, editor of American Thinker. What a great website they've got. And we're going to have Peter on later on this week, I believe, or next week, here sometime very soon. But we've got some great guests lined up, including Senator Tom Coburn and some other people. But you know, going back to Mr. Neelan, Paul Neelan, what a possibility we have here as conservatives, as Christian conservatives, to really make a change. One person can make a change. You can make that change. Together we can make that change. And I do want to say thank you again to Paul Neelan and for his, man, that can't be easy, Joe. That cannot be easy.
No, it can't.
So, but all of this. And don't forget.
There's new breaking news.
Yes.
Russia. Everybody go to Drudge. The email.
Yep.
Oh my goodness, what a joke this is. They never stop. They're never going to stop.
Well,
Trump Jr. was told in an email of Russian effort to aid campaign, he was offered opposition research against Hillary Clinton.
That was a pretext.
And he even denied it. He said he didn't, he just listened. And
that was for a June 2016 meeting. I talked about this on Common Central last night.
This is a smoking gun of liberal insanity.
I said, look, this will be coming out in the media.
Yeah.
It was June 9th, I believe, 2016 meeting. It was arranged by a Russian attorney, and it was had Paul Manafort, Donald Trump Jr., and this Russian attorney, and it's a bunch of BS. You're right. But
a nothing burger, favorite words.
Yeah, there you go. God bless each and every one of you folks. I want to thank you so much for your belief and support for us. If you can see your way to support us financially, thank you. And I want to thank each and every one of you who have done that. If not, prayers for protection and word of mouth always works. Until tomorrow, may God bless. Stay safe. And you know what? Saddle for battle. It's getting rough out there.